when times get tough, accept the things that you cannot change, have the courage to change the things that you can, and have the wisdom to know the difference. So when it's time to change, change. Can't change, accept it, let it go.
Hi, this is Eric here, and you're listening to Hashtag Highly Sought After.
In today's episode of Hashtag Highly Sought After, I have with me a very special guest. His name is Preston Sin. He is a lifestyle fitness coach, extremely famous in Singapore, and I'm pretty sure in Asia in time to come. In fact, this year, he won the Most Influential Social Media Personality Award by the Fitness Superstar 2018. Now, most people will think that this guy is a pretty face, hot bod, but I tell you something, he is a smart guy, budding entrepreneur who has run many lifestyle events in Singapore, the most recent one being Show of Strength that was attended by 1,000 people. Very impressive. So please join me to welcome our guest, Preston Sin. Hello. Welcome to the studio and welcome to the talk show. Now, tell us, what is your story, man? Like, do you, when you were young, do you already know that you're going to be a fitness coach?
Well, if you've seen the photos from 3 years ago, you wouldn't have guessed it. So I started off as a skinny kid.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, in primary school, all the way until early secondary school. I was quite insecure about who I was actually, because I wasn't really I wasn't very social. I actually preferred to play games at home.
So you're a gamer.
Yeah, so I was quite a gamer. I actually like playing a lot of computer games back then.
What's your favorite computer game?
So I still remember my favorite game back then was this first player shooter called Wolf Team.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's this shooting game where you can transform the werewolf and it's pretty cool. I kind of love it actually.
Okay.
So yeah, so that I was always at home playing games and...
And you're skinny?
I was skinny and short actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So
back then... You get bullied a lot?
Yeah, so because of being short and skinny, right? I was actually the butt of the jokes. So people actually teased me, they called me names, they made fun of me basically. And back then I wasn't really sure how do I handle it. I didn't know how to handle this sort of... ostracism or maybe
so
rejection.
You hide in computer games.
Yeah, so that's why I hide in computer games. Or I tried using humor actually to like mask it or just laugh with them. But I mean, it still hurt back then as a kid, right?
Yeah.
So, in late secondary school, I actually let myself go in a sense because of exams, right? I had ice cream while studying. I was so stressed. I started snacking on ice cream chips. And I kept sleeping because I was just like, I just didn't want to study.
Yeah.
Right. So it was because of that I actually got chubby. My waist size was 34.
Guys, I cannot imagine Preston being
so
chubby.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have believed it, but maybe you can see some photos later.
Yeah.
So
and you got more nicknames.
Yeah, so the,
like, what's the worst one?
Obviously, I mean the teasing didn't stop, right? Because now I'm short and chubby, right? I wasn't really confident still. Then now I had body image issues, right? I wasn't confident. I didn't want to take off my shirt. And it didn't help that I was bad at sports, you know. So
you were bad at sports.
Yeah, I was bad at sports. Can't believe it. So I still remember back then, okay, this fast
backtrack a bit, yeah.
Okay, so I remember in primary school. I joined the track and field team, right? Because I thought, I could run really fast, right? In sports day, I was not bad. I was quite okay, you know, second place, third place.
Not bad, yeah.
I think occasionally first place. So I was quite a sprinter back then. So I joined track and field thinking that I could do well. So one day, after a track and field competition, a meet, the teacher told me, oh, Preston, you don't need to come anymore. So I was like, oh, okay. Then I went back home only to realize that I was actually kicked out. I was like, damn, that took a hit on my self-esteem a bit, right?
Oh, God.
So I also remember I joined basketball. So that was in secondary school.
Yes.
No, sorry, in primary school.
Yeah.
So I thought like, hey, maybe, you know, I played basketball in with my friends at home and stuff. So I thought I was okay, right?
Yeah.
So then I realized I was not very good also. So I was like, oh, so it's like...
You just fail in a lot of sports.
Yeah, I just failed in a lot of things. So it really didn't help my self-esteem back then, right?
Yeah.
So fast forward, you know, I was chubby in... late secondary school, I think it was about sec 4. So back then I was like 16 or 17.
16 years old.
Yeah, 16 or 17 if I remember correctly, right? So came to a point whereby I was facing a lot of rejections in terms of on a social level, like
nobody wants to friend you.
People still continue bullying me. I remember the one of the worst, it's a bit weird to say it right now, but there's this guy, he used to call me like Chow Akwa. Like maybe because I was
Wait, let me explain, because we have international people watching this.
Chow Akwa,
what does it mean?
I don't know.
Chao aqua. It means that you are a smelly sissy.
Oh,
that means you're effeminate. You don't behave like a man. Yeah. You know, whatever it is. I mean, we are boys, right, back then.
Yeah. So I think probably
how did that affect you?
So it probably boiled down because it was like a condo thing. So we had a group of friends that we hang out with.
Yeah.
And played basketball a lot. So I wasn't very good at basketball, right? Like I mentioned earlier, right? So it's because of that I actually stopped playing basketball for many years. I think
even now
I don't play basketball anymore, right? I do what I'm good at right now.
Yeah.
So that was then when I decided enough was enough. I was just sick of feeling so rejected, feeling so insecure about who I was.
Yeah.
Didn't like how I looked. So I thought, you know what? Screw basketball. I lived in a condo back then. So there was a gym.
Yes.
So I went to the gym. I went running. I ran too much actually. Only to realize, now looking back, that I actually did something like called you know what they call crash dieting?
No.
So crash dieting is when you eat too little, you eat too clean, like plain chicken breast, broccoli. So it's like boring and painful.
Yeah.
But I did it anyway. And I ran like a lot, like almost every day I ran. So I got lean in a very, quick period, like maybe
unhealthy way,
you know? So now looking back, I mean, I wouldn't change the thing, but now I know better. And if someone were to tell me, hey, Preston, how can I lose weight? I probably wouldn't advise that.
So let me see. Yeah. So you were skinny.
Yeah.
And then you became fat.
Yeah.
And then you lost weight.
Then I lost weight. I was lean.
So back then you were still in secondary school?
So that was when I was transitioning into poly. That was first year poly where I started to see some results.
Okay.
And then I think it's around the end of the year one where I got I look better basically. I look
got six
decent.
Abs.
So I got abs already and
got chest.
Chest,
and got biceps.
Yeah, right. Okay.
See, everybody's distracted by these biceps, right? Is it that big back then? The biceps, the mouse is quite a mouse.
Yeah,
right?
I remember my mom.
These are not mouse. Yeah, this mouse got radioactive toxic.
So I remember my mom actually called, "Oh, your mouse, because back then as a kid, you know, you like flexing and stuff.
Yeah,
I remember my brother does it now. But anyway, that's besides the point. So.
So when you're poly second year, you start realizing that you start looking good.
Yes, I started looking good.
How do you feel about that?
So it was strange. I mean, I started getting attention that I didn't thought I could receive. I felt validated. Like, I felt that I was worthy finally.
Mm.
You know, in a very strange and sad way, I felt like, this is finally what makes me feel good about myself.
Mm.
But looking like. It was then that caused me to realize. I mean, now looking back, I realized that it was very superficial. Okay, but back then I didn't know better. I mean, I finally got attention and
exactly which I wanted, you did not get for like 16 years.
Yeah, right. I mean, for most part of it.
Yeah.
All right. So
you got confident.
So then I got confident.
What kind of benefits you got when you started? You know, having a nice body, you started feeling confident. What kind of perks do you get?
So of course, because right now, back then I felt confident. Yeah. I started socializing more.
Mm.
I actually had more friends. I could speak to people. I basically was a better version of myself in one way or another, right? Because of how I looked.
So what was the biggest lesson you learned from this whole journey?
So one of the from the whole journey.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least from your thin to your poly super, you know, hunky body.
In that journey itself, that fraction of that journey.
Yeah.
I learned that, maybe looking good is the answer.
Mm.
Okay? So we come back to whether that's a good thing or not.
Yep.
All right? So that was the answer. That was the learning for me. Oh, maybe I should look even better. So I started to continue to train.
Working at it. But that's how you got confidence,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was how I got confidence.
So, is that the wrong way to get confidence?
Whether wrong or not, you know, it's debatable. It's very subjective. So, but it was also during this time that I started Instagram. All right, where I started to document my journey because hey, why not, right? I really look good, right? Just share, post my physique on Instagram. So it was actually I wanted to start off like an anonymous kind of thing. I actually, you know, edited out my face, you know, just to
cover your face.
Cover my face, basically. I darkened the shadow so nobody knows it's me, right?
Yeah.
Just post my body just in case. So maybe back then you can really tell that, am I actually really confident or is that just a facade? Because why hide my face?
Mm.
I don't know.
That's a good one.
Now speaking about it, it got me to realize, right? So I did that for about a year, posting my physique shorts, and that was how I grew my initial
followers
on Instagram.
Yeah.
So it was about a few hundred to 1,000. But eventually lost meaning. Like I was thinking, it's so superficial. Why am I constantly posting pictures of my body only? You know, no proper messaging. Of course, you have those like wannabe kind of quotes. Go hard or go home. And
And I always laugh at people who do that.
Yeah.
We all know that the quote is just a side thing, you know. The main thing is you want to post that picture.
Yeah, because you look good.
Yeah, you look good. And then you start thinking, okay, since I post, I better make sure I have a caption. So it's a by the way, you know.
Yeah, by the way. So people won't think like you're just like a ego kind of guy.
Yeah. But we all know you are.
But we all know that it's an ego thing, right?
Yeah.
So it's because of feeling so superficial. Like I felt like, is this what I really want?
Yeah.
So I just like, you know what, screw it. I decided to just not post anymore. It just led to the death of my Instagram, basically.
Oh my god.
After one year hiatus.
Okay. Yeah.
So 1 year of posting regularly, 1 year of hiatus.
And then what happened in that 1 year?
In that 1 year, all right, as my Instagram suffered, so did I. You know, I actually got chubby again. So
you got chubby again.
Yeah. So okay. So my defense back then was that, oh, I'm bulking. So it's very ridiculous. Yeah. So I give myself that, oh, because I want to bulk to get muscle, right? So I ate nonsense. I had a lot of fast food, I had a lot of snacks, you know, chips and ice cream being my most favorite.
Got it.
Even until today, but believe it or not, I don't look like that anymore.
Yeah.
So that's about, you know, another topic for another day. So I let myself go, basically.
Mm.
And it kind of made me lose confidence again.
Because, so you start to realize your confidence is tied to your physical body.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it was, so now looking back, it's unhealthy. Why was my self-worth based on how I look?
Yeah.
Okay. So after a year of like suffering, okay, for lack of a better word, I decided that enough was enough again, all right? And I decided to get back on track, but this time with the right intention, to actually do it for myself, not to get the validation of other people. I wanted to, so I started posting on Instagram again to document my journey. So it's like, okay, day one, day two, keep, you know, to just share my story for myself.
So from showing off, which was year one Instagram, you started moving into sharing your journey.
Yes. So documenting my journey, what I ate, how I look, how I train, my slowly showing the fat melting away, slowly showing the crafting of the muscle and stuff like that, right? So it was then that I grew quite a substantial following, because what I think could be the reason was that I was able to relate, or people were able to relate to me. Because I'm sure many of you looking, watching this video would have this dream, you know, to look a certain way.
Yeah.
And it's because of me sharing my story that you are able to relate to me. Maybe because you were bullied before, maybe you are chubby before and you are chubby now and you want to see a difference. You know, it's not too late to start, by the way. So then it just became sharing.
Got it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And how was it like? I mean, what changed for you? Like, your intent. So you came in with the intent that you want to share your journey.
Yeah.
And do you see a spike in your followers after that?
Yeah. So I saw a spike in my followers.
Yeah.
And the intention from the start, at the start, it was very self-serving in terms of just documenting my journey for myself.
Yeah, and to get people to just say how nice your body is, and it validates your self-confidence.
I don't remember that, but
maybe.
Highly possible back then, you know. And gradually as the year progressed, as we go deeper into the transformation, I realized that, hey, wow, sharing my story can actually inspire people, right?
Yep.
Then it's like people are like, wow, good job, man. Wow, I see a difference. Keep it up. So I was like, oh, am I doing something right? Huh, maybe I should continue. So I continue posting regularly. It was this, for my long-time followers and other fans, you remember that this phase, there's this period of time where I also posted a photo and then a black photo with a quote and this alternating, doing that alternating kind of thing, right? So it was then also I decided to share more about mindset. And
Why?
Because I realized that as I grow into the process, as I progress, I realized that my mindset changed. I became a more positive individual and a more authentic individual rather than someone who's just very superficial, very attached to my looks. Okay. I mean, back then there was still a lot of growth to happen, but I felt that I was actually really, really growing. You know, I became more positive. I was able to share my messages across. I was able to.
But how do you switch from somebody who was self-serving, like, oh, come look at me.
Yeah.
To, hey, look at me improve. You can do it too.
Yeah.
It's a dramatic change of narrative. Like,
yeah.
Did it just happen overnight or what?
I think a big awakening back then was because, you know, that hit, you know, when for that 1 year, you look good.
Yeah.
And then suddenly
you lost it.
You lost it. Then like, why did it happen? You know, it doesn't make sense. I look good. Why wasn't I confident? So is there a big epiphany that, oh, maybe, yes, looking good is one part of the equation, but what is the next part? So I realized that, I don't know, it's just when as I progressed in the journey, I realized that looking good was part of the equation, but actually feeling good by yourself and accepting yourself for who you are, whatever, no matter your weight, however you look, as long as you are comfortable with your own skin, as long as you know where you want to go, you want to progress in a certain direction and keep working at it. And that's where I felt that the confidence came from that. The
really?
Journey itself.
But the thing is that you look better. So obviously you will feel better, ma.
Yeah. So, but as I progress in terms of the mindset, I actually didn't tie my self-worth in terms of how I look anymore.
I got it.
Yeah,
it was just
very natural. The confidence came very naturally.
So even though you look better, but you don't feel too attached to your body anymore.
Correct.
And your confidence is not tied to that.
Correct. As I continue to share, I felt that my confidence came from being able to impact other people.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like
that knowing that your story impacted someone give you more validation than having just a nice body.
And more so assurance that I'm actually doing something right. Yeah. I didn't need to feel accepted, but maybe back then I just needed to feel like I'm appreciated for who I was.
So Preston went from looking good to doing good.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that's a good way to
and
put it.
And doing good kind of gave him a lot more satisfaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
So today, right, Preston, you have 37,000 followers.
Yeah.
I pay attention to his post. Every post you get about, 3,000, 5,000 likes.
Yep.
And I also know that his DMs are endless. So he have 99 plus DM, which means that he has endless DMs.
Yeah.
How do you stay grounded?
Okay, so how do I stay grounded?
Exactly.
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
I think back then, there was a period of time where I let the numbers control my perception. Like, I was very numbers driven.
Yeah.
I wanted a lot of likes. I wanted a lot of comments. I cared about who saw what my posts and stuff like that, right? But then I realized, hey, I'm actually becoming like who I was
before.
So,
which was, let's repeat
which
that.
Was which like was a show off, right? Trying to validate myself with the attention that
through
was,
other people's response to
through
you,
other people's response,
which you can't control.
Correct. So, I mean, along my journey, you know, as I continue to train, as I continue to progress, and more people come to me and tell me that how I've inspired them, I think it's a very natural shift. I actually slowly moved away from that show off thing into more of a
serving.
Yeah, actually. So it was also then that I became very intentional with my Instagram posts. Like I was very intentional to share things like positive mindset stuff, like share stories about my own life. One big thing that I shared a lot last time was actually the transformation journey, like what I just shared with you, you know, going through the rejection phase, you know, training, then realizing that actually it's not about just the body, it's about, you know, being confident with who you are and how you already look. And if you want to change yourself outside, then go for it. Which brings me to another point. One of the big epiphanies that I got from my journey is that for many of us, all right, yes, we realize that we have things that we want to change about ourselves.
Correct.
You know, something that we want to change internally. But for most of us, it's very hard because as people, we are visual, right?
Yeah.
We want to be able to see things. We want to see tangible
stuff.
See,
then we feel.
See, then we feel.
Yeah.
You know, feeling first, then seeing is sometimes very hard for a lot of us.
I agree.
So one big epiphany that I got from my journey is that sometimes maybe we just need to change what we can see first. Which is our physical look.
Yeah.
How we look first, and then gradually the confidence comes. So it's like my story, you know. Change how I look, became confident, realized I shouldn't attach my self-worth to how I look. So it kind of like, you know,
and
separated.
Then you find something a bit more steady, serving other people.
Yeah, found something that's a bit more steady, serving other people, actually really doing good, right? And then, you know, so 2 points. Two points to change, right? One way, change internally first, and then the external will come. The other way, which I feel can be faster for a lot of people, is actually to change what we can see first, which is our external, and then internal will come.
So, I love it.
Do whatever works for you. I'm not advocating one or the other, but I'm just saying that
it works for you.
It works for me. And a lot for my clients, my friends, my family. So find out what works for you guys. Yeah.
Hey, this is Eric here, just dropping in to check in on you. Are you getting value so far from this interview? Because if you are, I'm very happy for you. And I'm really curious to know what are some of the key takeaways. So after the interview, go to social media, screenshot your learnings and tag me, all right? So that we can connect. Okay. I'm going to leave you to listen to the rest of the interview. Enjoy.
So now that you are highly sought after, what's some of the craziest things that your followers and your fans have done for you?
I mean, I still remember, one of the most memorable yet awkward, I'm not sure how weird to put it, something that's overwhelming for me, that's the word, was that back then in 2013, back then I was still in show off stage, I actually had a follower or supporter that noticed that I was in a pageant.
Yes.
I have no idea who this guy was.
Till today.
I mean, we are not friends.
Have not met before.
We met because on the finals he came down and support. Oh. I was very awkward. I don't know how to react to that kind of tension, right?
Okay, what did he do for you?
Okay, so this stranger whom I do not know was actually very overwhelmingly nice.
Yeah.
He helped me get advice on how do I do well in my competition, asking his friends. So at the same time, while I am thankful, I am a bit overwhelmed. I didn't know how to.
Too much love.
Too much love. Like, who are you and why are you helping me?
Yeah.
You
know, and it's a stranger.
Yeah. And in one of the voting phase of the competition as well, he actually spent a few hundred dollars on me. He was I just spent $200 to vote for you. I was thanks you. Don't need to do that. I felt bad. You know, I didn't know who he was and why is he doing so many nice things for me, right? And then I think he spent about total 800 plus.
Oh my God.
Yeah, on me. We do not know each other.
I have no followers that spent $800 on me yet.
Oh, maybe after this.
Guys, I don't mind you spending $800 on me.
Yeah. So, I mean, being a young chap back then, 2013, I think I was 18, right? I didn't know how to handle the attention. So I was a bit withdrawn, right? I kept the distance because maybe it's a way to protect myself.
Yeah. Makes sense. Well, I really feel that I think my biggest takeaway from you was how you move from being self-serving, being a show-off, moving to just want to share your journey, and then realizing that sharing your journey actually gives you a lot more satisfaction than being ogled at.
Yeah.
Right? And it gives you so much more meaning that you decide to go even deeper, and that's when now you go into a service mindset, a serving mode, which is what the president that I got to know right now.
Yes.
So, could you help serve my followers? And many of them are probably at the beginning stage of building their personal brand on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube.
Yep.
What would be your advice to them, when they start building their personal brand online?
So, Eric, the intent when you start an Instagram page is not to sell, but rather is to connect with people.
All kinds of people? Or what?
Connect with people whom you are interested in connecting with.
And to sell to, eventually.
And to sell to, if you if you have service that you want to provide. Yeah, sure. So, but the intent has to first start from a good place.
Okay. Rather. And it's connecting.
Connecting.
How to connect?
So, for me, I connect with people who, are inspired by my transformation journey because they themselves want to transform.
Got it.
All right? So, someone who is skinny, who wants to buff up, someone who is chubby and wants to lean down. Whether it's for health reasons, whether it's for family, social, whatever reason it is. So you should know who you want to connect with.
So what I'm hearing from you is that we need to connect by common interest.
Yeah, common interest, exactly.
Okay.
What are you guys, what can you build rapport based on?
Yeah.
Right? And of course, what moving forward, where are you all going? What's your common identity, right?
Mm.
How do you all envision yourself? What do you all want from a particular space or interest or maybe service.
Got it. Yep. So either a common interest,
something
that genuinely you're interested in and you want to attract people who have a common interest with you. Maybe it could be as simple as badminton, could be as simple as board games, could be as simple as what other interests?
For me, it's fitness.
And fitness, right? That's for him.
Reading.
In my case, I think people who are connected to me have a common interest in being successful in the things that they do.
Exactly. It can be as, is that intangible? Is that considered?
Yeah, intangible.
Yeah, it can be something that's intangible like that, or it can be something as tangible as even food, cooking.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So, and identity, which is, I think people connected with you because you were once a fat kid, and now you're a hunk, right? Yeah. So the identity is something that people can relate to.
Yeah.
But you guys can also create identity like you are a first-time dad, or you are a cancer survivor. In other words, what's your story that people can relate to?
Exactly.
And so you find more people like that.
Yep. Yep. So
excellent.
True.
I'm getting it now. Okay. So that's number one, right? Set the intent, right?
Yep.
And then start connecting with people, either based on common interests or common identity. Then after that, what about the content piece?
So then the content comes with about continually sharing that story that you want to share. So like for me, I do two things actually. I share story and I provide information, or rather education and system. So like I share a lot of fitness tips and I share a lot of mindset tips.
So that's education part.
Correct.
Okay.
The value add portion.
Okay.
So there's a value add portion, which is what I just said. And the other portion would be the storytelling about yourself. What's your journey like? Who were you before? Who are you now? Who are you going to be?
Got it. So this is the part where you, it allows people to connect with you.
Exactly, the relatability portion.
Any entertaining things that you do as well?
Okay, time to time when I feel very spontaneous, I actually like... So there was once I was actually training a friend.
Yeah.
All right. So after gym, there was this escalator. I wouldn't advise you to do it anyway.
Okay.
But there was this escalator. It was quite narrow, right? So I thought, hey, why not I just hold on to it, right?
Yeah.
And just like, I just held on to it and I just lifted my legs. So it was quite well received actually.
People, the video.
Like, people were like, oh my god, wow, better be careful. And like commented. That's like, interesting. So there are times when I do stuff like that. Yeah.
So summarize, you either teach on social media or you socialize on social media, right? Tell them a little bit about who you are, your story, connect with them.
Yep.
Or you entertain and have some fun.
Yeah, in some sort of spontaneous manner, basically.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So discipline. So by the way, guys, in this segment was where I actually did a promo for today's interview, and I asked my followers, like, if you get to meet Preston in person, what questions would you ask? And I got a lot of questions. Obviously, because of time, we're not going to be able to go through everything.
Okay.
maybe this one. This is by Eli Farah, right? Eli Farah. She asked you, how do you stay consistent? I think what she meant is, how do you stay consistent with your fitness regime? Because she's having a lot of trouble being consistent and being disciplined.
Right. So there are a couple of things. Okay, maybe just to keep it simple.
Yeah.
All right. So Eileen, right?
Yeah, Eileen Farrow.
So Eileen...
Eli Farrow.
Eli Farrow, okay. Yeah. So one thing that you might want to ask is, like, what is consistency to you? So, like, for instance, maybe you decide to get fit.
Yeah.
And like most people, you know, like me back then also, when I first decided to get fit, you know, lose that belly fat and everything, I ran almost every day. I went to the gym almost every day. I ate super clean almost every day, right? It was very, very extreme, drastic, very extreme. It's because of this drastic change that didn't allow me to stay consistent, and I eventually fell off the bandwagon, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I managed to stay so for a year.
That's pretty good already.
That's not bad really, actually. But at the same time, for many of you watching this as well, I'm sure you have had these moments before where you wanted to drastically lose weight.
Yeah.
But usually you can't stay consistent because you're doing too much too soon, right? With life going, with life happening, you know, maybe you've got family, you've got kids, you've got work. It is unrealistic to think that from not working out to working out 6 times, 7 times a week, why don't you just, you know, start with small steps.
I like that.
All right.
Okay.
So instead of, you know, just diving straight in, all right, why don't you just maybe start off with once a week, working out at the gym, working out at home, maybe playing some sort of sport that you like.
So the action has to be small enough to do so that you don't have to use willpower.
Correct. Manageable.
Manageable.
All right. Okay. There will still be an element of willpower involved. But the thing is about doing something that's manageable for you at the moment. And as you get comfortable already with that slight discomfort, get uncomfortable again. And
small
repeat
steps.
The process. And repeat the process.
So change small, but change often.
Correct. Change small, right. Change often.
Change often.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So you might be doing too much too soon, and that's why you can't stay consistent. So do what you can at the moment and slowly add in a bit.
Fantastic. And guys, it's the same thing. And, you know, I tell my followers all the time, it's the same thing when it comes to content creation and growing your brand. Mm-hmm. It's not about spending all of a sudden 6 hours a day working on your personal brand. Mm-hmm. You haven't even spent a day, an hour. Why would you spend 6 hours?
Right.
So I always tell them that spend 15 minutes a day creating content.
Correct.
Spend another 15 minutes a day increasing your followers.
Yeah.
That's just half an hour. And when you can keep that 30 minutes consistent, I told them usually for about 21 days, right? That's roughly how long a habit gets formed. Mm-hmm. Then you can add on, you can stack.
Correct. correct.
So I guess it's the same thing with fitness.
Yeah, pretty much similar.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Amos have another question for you.
Yeah.
He said, how long did it take for you to get your body to this shape? And how much time does it take to maintain?
Okay.
So two questions. So, maybe the first one first. How long did it take to have this body of yours?
Yeah. So Amos, I'm going to answer you slightly differently. Okay. Mm. So the normal answer that everyone would give is like, you know, a time frame. So I did this about 6 years. But the question that I want to ask you is like, or rather, the thing that I want to bring up is that don't have a destination mindset. You know what I mean?
Like, I love it.
Like,
yeah.
Like, a lot of times, you know, we have people who want to lose weight because they want to reach a certain thing.
Yes, and they get very impatient.
And very impatient, right? And most of the time, they don't actually achieve
it. Yeah, or they take shortcuts.
Or they take shortcuts, and then they end up back to square one.
Yeah.
All right? Which is like a lot of people. So instead of asking how long does it take, and then to tell yourself whether it's possible or not, what if I told you I took, you know, 20 years? Would you give it up? You know what I mean? So what if I tell you 2 months? Would you want to go all the way? So don't look at it as a time frame. I mean, after all, you know, you've got a whole life ahead of you. So what if you took 10 years? You know, are you going to look back and say, oh, damn, I took 10 years to achieve this? No, what? You're just going to be living in the present moment. You're going to be like, yeah, I look like that. Now I feel great about myself. I look great. You know, I'm confident, you know, and so on and so forth, right? So don't look at it as a time frame kind of thing. Don't look at it as a destination. Look at it as a journey instead. So when you look at it as a journey, it's more likely for you to start.
So how? What's the distinction? Okay, we get the distinction that a destination journey is, I want to get to your kind of body.
Okay.
All right? Within a certain time frame.
Okay.
What would be a journey goal?
What would be a journey
goal, right? Goal. Because that's a destination goal to look like you.
So
journey goal, how would that look?
So when it comes to achieving your body goal, all right? It's a lot to do with adjusting your current lifestyle. Like for instance, Eileen asked about how to stay consistent, right? Working out, right?
Yeah.
First thing you need to do is to start working out. Okay, that's just one, start.
So working out is a journey goal.
Yeah, so working out is a journey goal.
Eating well
is also a journey goal, right? And it's about, you know, don't look at it as just eating and training in general, but look at it as how can it fit into your lifestyle. So, you know, if you have kids, you're having a full-time job, you're meeting clients and stuff. Don't try to do things that's impossible for you at the moment.
Yep.
Like working out 6 times a week, right?
Yep.
Do something that's manageable first.
Fit into your lifestyle.
Fit into your lifestyle, and that's the journey itself. Along the way, you will know what else needs to be adjusted.
Got it. So it's more like a process.
It's a process. Life itself is a process, right? I mean,
like that.
Yeah. I mean, every day we are growing. Every day a new day comes, a new year comes. So it's a process.
And I know that Preston works out a lot, right? I mean, literally every day.
Okay, so in the past, yes. Okay? Yeah. In the past, because like maybe 3 years ago, I worked out every day. Firstly, there are two reasons why I worked out every day. One, I worked out every day because I thought it was going to give me results.
And? Okay?
Which actually, now that I realize, is actually not so, because your body actually needs to recover. Right?
Woo! Thank God.
Okay, so you don't have to do it. Okay?
Yeah, every day.
If you don't want to. But I did it anyway, also because I love going to the gym.
Mm.
So back then, as insecure kid, loved playing games. Then the 2 years ago person loved going to the gym. So I just did it because I love it.
Yeah,
so
you connect that pleasure
to this. I just love it. Like, you know, I just love going to the gym. So that's why it's easier for me.
Well, so maybe that's it, right, guys? For us to be able to build a habit, whether is it about creating content on social media or working out for that matter, it's about learning how to connect pleasure to that particular action.
Yeah, and small steps.
And then take small steps. For you, what's the pleasure of working out?
Transformation.
You enjoy seeing your body change.
Yeah, and enjoy seeing the growth that comes with it also. You know, having shared my story, being able to inspire people, that pushed me to continue to want to be the best version of
myself. Even more pleasure.
Exactly. Best version of myself.
Got it. So you wanting to be a best version of yourself, you seeing your body change,
correct,
you knowing you can impact people, all that creates a lot of pleasure for you working out.
Yeah.
So I guess it's the same thing for all of us watching this, right? Mm-hmm. That for every action that we want to take, we need to link it to as much pleasure as possible, whatever that makes us pleasurable.
The motivation that lies behind every action that you want to do.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, not much time left. Let's ask another question. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take this question.
Yep.
How do you get, I mean, right now you do have your followers who are basically your customers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this question is like this. How do you get more recommendations from existing customers? So people who are already consuming your content, people who are already engaging you as a private coach, how do you get them to proactively recommend you to all your friends so that you can share? Essentially, how do you become shareable?
Yeah, so be good at what you do.
I mean, mastery.
That's basic, right? I mean, you need to know your stuff. You need to be able to help others in the way that they want to be helped.
Okay. I like that.
Mastery,
what else?
Right? That's
mastery.
A good summary. And of course, the next thing is that people need to like you. Right? You need to be able to really connect with them. I mean, like Eric mentioned earlier, how are you relatable to them?
Mm.
How do you establish that common identity and
or common
a common
interest?
Yeah. Right. And then you establish that likability.
Got it.
So if, I mean, like today, you know, I know Eric, you know, Eric knows me. So if today, somebody, maybe Eric in Eric's circle who wants to work out, Eric will think of me.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Right. Because why we are friends.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and that you're good at what you do. Because,
So same thing for yourself. Also think about it that way. You know, how do you become likable and how can you be great at what you do?
Oh, I love it.
Right? Does that make sense? Yeah.
Totally makes sense.
Okay, cool.
Totally makes sense.
Yep.
And, you know, Preston, it's been a huge pleasure having you on hashtag highly sought after.
Yep.
Would you have some words that you want to share with all my followers? Like, give them some word of advice, inspire them for the coming year.
Okay, so maybe I'll share them two quotes that really resonates with
me. Massive value.
Okay, so the first quote that really kept me going when I first started, or rather in anything new that I start right now, is that you don't have to be great to start, but you got to first start to be great. So, I mean, it speaks for itself, all right? So that's one. And the next one that I want to share is that when times get tough, all right, remember this quote. Accept the things that you cannot change, have the courage to change the things that you can, and have the wisdom to know the difference. So when it's time to change, change.
Very cool.
When you can't change, accept it, let it go.
This is so cool. Right. Can you try it one more time? Because I think it's so important. Okay. I want to take notes as well.
Okay. Again? Remember this, all right?
Yeah.
Accept the things that you cannot change.
Like my biceps. cannot change.
All right. But have the courage to change the things that you can and have the wisdom to know the difference.
I'm sure every one of you right now watching this video, you want to stay in touch with Preston. And the best way to stay in touch with him is to click on the link in the description. And you will get access to him and feel free to pick his brain and, you know, get a little bit of his positive vibes, okay? Now, thank you very much for spending your precious time with me and Preston today at hashtag highly sought after. I have many, many other interesting guests that will be coming on the show to help you become highly sought after.
Thank you so much for listening to the entire interview. I trust that it was valuable to you. Now, it would mean the world to me if you could write me a review. So, who knows? Your review may be featured in the very next episode. So, what are you waiting for? Go, write a review now.
Hashtag highly sought after.